glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Inauguration Day, winning! Oh, I can't wait for those executive orders to start coming left and right all over the place. And God only knows what Joe Biden has in store with all of these preemptive pardons that he is supposedly going to be issuing today. It's terrifying when you stop and think about the damage that he could do. I wouldn't be surprised if these preemptive pardons, which, by the way, preemptive pardons clearly are unconstitutional. If he tries to get away with this, I'm sure it will be challenged by the Trump administration. The Trump administration will win because the way the whole wording is in the Constitution, it's regarding known offenses. Known means the guy's got to be found guilty of an offense so everybody knows it, and then he can be pardoned if that's what the president wants to do. But there's no such thing as preemptive pardons in the Constitution, and thank goodness, because think about it. If Joe Biden could actually do preemptive pardons, what would stop him today, literally today, his last day, from going, I'm going to give a preemptive pardon to every illegal alien. Preemptive pardon. Now you're legal. Because I just said so. Now go register and vote. Of course, that's not the original intent of a pardon, and there's no mention of preemptive pardons in the Constitution, thank God. But that's what could very easily happen. I wouldn't be surprised today if, and I clearly I don't know, I'm not a mind reader, I can't predict the future, but my best guess is that Joe Biden will issue preemptive pardons, wide blankets for virtually everybody in the DOJ, everybody connected with the persecution of the January 6th political prisoners, and so many people in the FBI and the CIA and on all his family members, the big grifting family and all that. Wouldn't be surprised if he issues preemptive pardons regarding all of them. But remember, preemptive is not in the Constitution. They have to be known offenses, which means you got to be found guilty because we got a presumption of innocence in this country. But it's going to be fascinating to see how bad it's going to be this morning. And I wouldn't be surprised because these guys are so evil. They're just so evil. You can't imagine how evil the Democrats are with Biden and all the Marxists who are running the White House and everything else. My guess is they're going to be issuing so many horrible preemptive pardons throughout the morning that what they're going to try to do is bury the news regarding the inaugural, bury the news regarding Trump being sworn into office as number 47. My guess is that they are going to have so many outrageous pardons that they're inviting the media to make that the story. So to push Trump and the swearing-in ceremony off the front pages. That's my guess. I hope I'm wrong. But that's what I think is going to happen this morning. And if it does happen, it will be outrageous. They can't do this half-assed. They've got to go all in. Anything to take one last shot at Trump and MAGA Nation. And this would be the way of doing it. Crapping all over them on Inauguration Day. Because that's the kind of people we're dealing with here. You need to understand who the enemy is and what the enemy is willing to do. These people are willing to do anything. This is America's version of Hamas. These people are willing to do anything they can get away with. Anything. And the preemptive pardon story, which I imagine is going to break today, I can't imagine it not breaking today, could be just beyond huge, more than anything we could possibly anticipate. Anything to rain crap all over Trump and MAGA Nation. So stay tuned for that. Now, if you've just joined us, good news, bad news. The bad news is you missed some incredible radio. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning. Also, you can download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. You also get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here. Also, we do a Facebook live stream of the show, and there's not much to see, even less so today. Facebook is such a joke. It's honestly, it's such a joke. They have a thing called, special effects or something to that effect, where I can click a couple of buttons and the image that the Facebook viewers see is the actual image of me doing the show. And they can read the lettering on the call letters on the back of my, behind me on the backdrop here, and they can read whatever I hold up to the screen. Well, now that feature's gone. That mirror image or whatever the right term is now gone. So there's now a new look to the Facebook live stream of the show. There's nothing I can do to control it. It's just Facebook being Facebook. They're shadow banning me again. And it just never ends. But if you want to see this train wreck, this emotional and spiritual train wreck, you're free to do so. And that just go to Dimitri. That's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and it's Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, and you'll get to see me. Hi. So there's that. All right, now, good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock. Right, and here's the audio that I have for you that I was talking with you about. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this piece of audio. This is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, essentially admitting that he and his fellow establishment Republicans knew for at least a year that Joe Biden's mind was shot. It wasn't just the Democrats and Kamala Harris and all of the people in the inner circle in the White House. That's what the Republicans want you to think. It wasn't just the Democrats. And I'm no fan of these Democrats, let me tell you. These ain't my dad's Democrats. But it was also the Republican establishment. And not just anyone in the Republican establishment, but the most important, arguably, the most important person in the Republican establishment, and that is Speaker Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, two heartbeats away from the presidency. He knew for more than a year what we discovered, what the rest of the public discovered when they finally saw that debate between Biden and Trump. But the establishment Republicans are no different than the Democrats. They're part of the uniparty, and they would not tell us any of this. They would not tell us that the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ were actually running the country. They would not tell us that Joe Biden's mind was so shot that he didn't even know what law he signed into law that he enacted regarding propane gas, liquefied natural gas, propane. The president of the United States did not even know what he signed, causing incredible disruptions in the propane industry, causing incredible ramifications for the war in Ukraine. The president's mind was so shot, he had no idea what he had signed. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who admits to everything that I've been telling you for the longest time now regarding Joe Biden and the deep state and the uniparty with Republican establishment along with the Democrats. These people knew for more than a year. And when you hear Mike Johnson, I've got this for you now. Notice the manner in which he's talking about this in a very matter-of-fact sort of way. Oh, yeah, I knew about this over a year ago. The only reason I'm coming forward now is because the Wall Street Journal, you know, broke the story. And, oh, by the way, Joe Biden's mind is so shot, he had no idea what he had signed regarding the propane bill. And the people really in charge of everything were the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ. He admits to all of this. And no one in the media is covering this. It's astonishing. I mean, honestly, it's astonishing to me. Hear it for yourself. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
And I say this without any personal animus at all. I mean, in some ways, I actually kind of feel sorry for Joe Biden. I mean, he's in the twilight years of his life. He is not, obviously, has not been in charge for some time. And I know this by personal observation, and now the whole world knows it. And it's been very, very concerning to me over the last, you know, year and a half since I've had this
position.
Can you
tell us the story when you say personal observation?
It's public now because the Wall Street Journal got it and put it on the front page. But January a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, I became Speaker in October 2023, and there were all sorts of big national security concerns and everything going on, and I started requesting a meeting with the President because, you know, I'm kind of old school, I'm a constitutional law guy. The Speaker of the House should be able to talk to the President, especially in times of great national interest and calamity, but they wouldn't let me meet with him, and his staff kept giving me excuses. This went on for like 8 or 9 weeks. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, he doesn't have time. What are you talking about? I'm second in line of the presidency. He has time. I need to talk to him. I can't say the classified parts, but we had some big national concerns at the time that I was losing sleep over. Finally, I just went to the Hill Press Corps and I said, the President is not being allowed to meet with the Speaker. There's a problem. So they started putting pressure on him. Long story short, they finally relented. They invited me to the White House. I show up and I realize it's actually an ambush because it's not just me and the President. It's also Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem, you know, the CIA director, everybody. And then, so I walked in the Oval and, I know what this is. They're going to hotbox the Speaker on Ukraine funding. That's what it was. This is probably third week of January. We sit down, we're in the midst of it, and the whole conversation, and I'm going, we don't need to have this conversation. The President reaches over just like this. We're sitting in the right next to the fireplace in the Oval, and he grabs my arm and he says, the Speaker and I just need a couple minutes together. Would y'all just leave us alone? And I looked up on the faces of some of the staff standing around the wall, and they're like, no, he did it. So he called it. He's the Commander in Chief. So everybody leaves, and he and I are standing awkwardly in the middle of the Oval Office right over the rug by that coffee table. And I said, Mr. President, thanks for the moments. This is very important. I got some big national security things I need to talk to you about that I've heard and I think you know, and what do we do? But first, real quickly, Mr. President, can I ask you a question? I cannot answer this from my constituents in Louisiana. Sir, why did you pause LNG exports to Europe? Like, I don't understand, you know, liquefied natural gas is in great demand by our allies. Why would you do that? Because you understand, we just talked about Ukraine. You understand you're fueling Vladimir Putin's war machine because they got to get their gas from him. You know, and he looks at me stunned with this, and he said, I didn't do that. And I said, Mr. President, yes, you did. It was an executive order, like, you know, 3 weeks ago. And he goes, no, I didn't do that. And he's arguing with me. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, could I go out here and ask your secretary to print it out? We'll read it together. You definitely did that. And he goes, oh, you talk about natural gas. Yes, sir. He said, no, you misunderstand. He said, what I did is I signed this thing we're gonna conduct a study on the effects of LNG. I said, no, you're not, sir. You paused it. I know. I have the terminal, the export terminals in my state. I talked to those people this morning. This is doing massive damage to our economy, national security. It occurred to me, Barry, he was not lying to me. He genuinely did not know what he had signed. And I walked out of that meeting with fear and loathing because I thought, we're in serious trouble. Who is running the country? Like, I don't know who put the paper in front of him, but he didn't know.
Fear and loathing. He's known for more than a year. And he wouldn't tell you. The Republican establishment, as well as the Democrats, would not tell you. They're all in on it. Now we're getting reports. I'm going to thank Steve Novotny. I'll be looking more at this during the commercial break. Some of the pardons are preemptive pardons. Remember, these are preemptive pardons. Preemptive is not in the Constitution.